We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at Psalms chapter number 1. Psalms chapter number 1 gives the comparison of good and evil in relation to you and I. You see, there's a road, and that road, we make choices. Many people today, you know, it's just like when I got married 51 years ago, I made some choices. We have our children, we have grandchildren, now we have great-grandchildren. You ever pull out a family portrait and look at it? What do you see? What do you see when you look at your family? What are you thinking? Well, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's an interesting Bible verse. That's Proverbs 14, verse number 12. There's another Bible verse. It says in Matthew 7, 13, enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And many times as we look at our families, when you look at people in general, are they on the broad way or the narrow way? The choices that they make, is it destroying or is it a blessing? Here in Psalms 1, we get some insight on the two ways. It'll help you. Psalms 1, verse number 1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's where I start. And so what's he doing? Well, he's giving here a warning. Who are you fellowshipping with? Where is your friendship? Is it with the ungodly? Well, let me define ungodly. One who is uninfluenced by God and His Word. One that is opposed to Bible principles. They reject God's rules. The Bible says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Interesting. This book has a lot to offer. Maybe, you know, you think about this. You find that perfect one and you marry him. Now you have choices. One day you're going to have children and grandchildren. You may already be to that point. You may be to the point where you say, I don't like where I'm at. How do I handle this? How can I correct this? You're going to get the information today. If you walk with wise men, you'll be wise. But if you're a companion of a fool, it'll destroy you. So blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. My desire, Psalms 25:4, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. And so blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is a man that doesn't look for fellowship or friendship with people that hate God and hate God's way and hate God's word and his principles. The next part of that verse, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Notice the progression. Walk, now stand. The sinner who adds to ungodly friendship now becomes practicing with them. It's quite one thing to walk, but quite another to stand with them, having the same attitude, the same opinion, the same position. And so, the next part of the verse, it's a progression. You walk, you stand with the ungodly, now you sit with the scornful. Moving from the friendship with the ungodly to partnership, treating the word with contempt and scorn, ridiculing and finding fault with the truth. If you find yourself doing that, you're progressing. You're moving away from God. You're moving away from blessing. And you're moving to cursing. That's bad. There's no middle ground here. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God, you can't serve this world both together. You have to make a choice. And so his delight is in the law of the Lord. Here's the character of those that are blessed. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. To delight in the law of the Lord. When you open up the Bible, you expect all your happiness to come from that. You know, God's principle on marriage, God's principle on right and wrong, his law. Hey, the Ten Commandments, they're not bad. Think about it. Honor and obey your parents. You're not to steal. You're not to kill. I mean, look at it. Go down and look at the list. Well, trust in the Lord and do good, and thou shalt dwell in the land and be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. To be happy with God's rules. Well, God defines sin. God lays out the principles. And so here, I know there are many today. They look at religion or the popular opinions. Pick up the Bible. That's what the psalmist is talking about. The Bible makes it very clear. God's law is perfect. Now think about that. The law of the Lord is perfect. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The statutes of the Lord are right. The commandments of the Lord is pure. And in keeping them, there is great reward. And so we start at the beginning. You want to be blessed? Many times people, they look and they examine and they say, well, I don't know why that family's just been lucky. Oh, wait, the next verse lays something out for you to understand. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. His tree planted by the rivers of water. In other words, this is not an afterthought. It's not an accident or by chance. To plant something, you have to choose it, consider it as property, and then cultivate it and secure it. And here he's saying, hey, the godly, they made a choice. They're like a tree planted. Hey, when you know Jesus and you've accepted him as Lord and Savior, he came to save sinners. Like the thief on the cross, Lord, I know I've sinned. Lord, I want you to forgive me of a sin. I want you to save me. Now the next step, apply his principles and live by it. Plant it. It's not an accident. Not just drop there. No. If you plant a tree, you choose to plant that tree. You have to then consider where and cultivate it and secure it. Likewise with your children. You say that's a difficult thing. Well, the Bible says you must first practice sound doctrine, and then you can teach it. And so here, bringing fruit in his season. You plant the tree, it will bring forth fruit. So today, when you look at that family picture, what do you see? Where are you at? There is a broad way leads to destruction. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. It's the narrow way that leads unto life. God makes it very clear. It's a narrow way. And so his rules, his commandments will produce the right results in your family. But you need Jesus. There's much more in this chapter, but something for you to consider. Today, many times we must stop and examine where we're at. Thankful God says, hey, here's where you need to be. Here's how you get there. Friend, what are you going to do about it? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.